Joining me right now, a man who's been very busy for the last month or so, all different kinds of appearances. Last night at the Balboa Island Museum, he gave a great speech. I got to introduce him. That was really an honor. It is Matthew Thomas with the Neuron Report. Yes. Matt, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning. Thank you. That was very exceptional last night at the Balboa Island Museum. That's great. John, they have all that put together well.
Yeah, Balboa John Connors, the president of the Balboa Island Museum. It's a really interesting place, Matt. I mean, I noticed there they've got all different kinds of little areas of exhibitions that they constantly change. I know Wing from Wahoo's Tacos has a little thing going for him. And Laura Scudder, didn't they make potato chips back in the day or something, Laura Scudder?
Yeah, the Scudders. That was kind of crazy. And I want to get my grandpa in a little corner over there, too, with my grandma, all those different ones, since they were down here in 55. Actually, 49, actually.
Man, and I guess your house, which is sensational, five-bedroom home right on the bay and with a dock. You were one of only two homes that had docks in 55, and tell everybody how much your grandfather paid for his house back.
Oh, gosh, it's kind of crazy. It's like a new car or a used car, $35,000.
You know, I heard in those days they even wanted to give away land to people just to move down there.
That's what they were doing down by the wedge. If you bought a lot, you get another lot for free.
Man. You can't even suck the air around this area now without paying.
I know you need, because that's my side. Don't touch my air over here. No, you got yours over there on your lot.
Yeah.
But no, it's crazy. And then I've started seeing different people. I'm helping Jenny's brother, Billy, who wants to learn. That's what's even better about it, you know? And then I'm helping my friend Peter, who I golf with, who was in the golf tournament with me. His friend's wife was a 19-year-old boy. The car was stopped for the woman to cross the crosswalk. It was raining out. And the 19-year-old boy went around the car that was stopped and hit the woman crossing in the rainy weather. She bounced on the hood and then dropped on the floor. And now she's got head trauma. I mean, it's pretty severe. She was in a coma 3 months like me.
Has she come out of it?
Yeah. And now I'm trying to help her in different forms with her arms and stuff. It's incredible.
Yeah, I guess on the Neuron Report, you're going to be bringing some of these people on the airwaves as
well.
Yes.
I mean, yes, it's good. I'm glad I was busy. You know, I have lots of talks. I spoke in Torrance. Yes, the day before yesterday on Wednesday, and that was a pretty fun. It's about 35 people that got DUIs out in the streets of L.A. Woo-hoo!
What is the message you give the people that have, you know, about DUIs?
Don't be stupid. I mean, it's kind of, you know, you have so many different options now. Back in my day, it was just a cab, and in 91, it was like, if you were drunk and you weren't driving, I wasn't driving, so I didn't give a poo-poo about it, you know? It was just like, I was getting in the car, I'm going, you know? And then now there's Uber, you can call your friend, call your family, call whatever, you know, do something, because there's that one girl, and I can't remember her name, but she killed her family with grandkids, a mother, and a husband, and she just got her license back. She had DUI when she was 18. Guy just got her license back 6 months prior to it, and she was out celebrating, and then got on the freeway, going on the westbound freeway, going eastbound, and ended up hitting that car with family going 110 miles an hour.
And was she injured?
I don't know. She just got 20-30 years to life in prison. And she just had a kid 3 weeks prior to that, and the kid hasn't seen her.
Isn't that always the way it is? The person who's drunk ruins, you know, just causes devastation to somebody else, and they come out of it without a scratch a lot of times.
I know, it's crazy. And then, but they just have to live with it. You know, it's kind of like we had this young girl down at Stacey Bone, just turned 21, in the car with a friend, driving down PCH. And she hit a pole and killed her friend instantly. And she just turned 21 like a few months prior to that.
And they had been drinking?
Yeah, yeah. They were leaving a bar. And it was just, you know, and I had told her, watch out, you know. And that was what my first accident was. We hit a phone pole, my buddy Pete, and we just flipped the car.
And of course, for people who don't know, a lot of people do, but a lot of people don't. When Matt had his coma, he was being driven by a guy who was really, really drunk and drove off a 30-foot bridge, and Matt went through the windshield of a VW Beetle, hitting the rocks below with his head and going through the windshield. And here you are today, spreading the word. That's your big thing, spreading the word.
Got it. You know, about drinking and driving, about if you do have a head injury or any disability, boom, it's what it is, you know, because I can help you in that. You know, I'm not saying check me out, I can heal you, but I can give you different measurements on how to deal with life in that whole situation, you know. But it's a good situation. We have, you know, the neuron report. It's because we all use our neurons, even though we don't know we do, you know. And when you get drunk, your neurons get all whacked out, and that's where it's even more. And see, that's why people accuse me. And I made friends with the bartender at at Newport Beach, Newport Landing. And that was what was great, because I went in and I saw my friend at the bar and I was all happy seeing her, you know. And then he was like, oh, he said to her, I am not going to serve him. He's wasted. And then she's like, no, he just has a head injury. He doesn't drink, you know. And so, but it makes me feel better, you know, about how people, because they're not saying I'm brain injured. They're just thinking I'm drunk. It kind of gets annoying after, you know. You asked us that, how many times police, that's right, only police a few times, because they can notice, because I'm cognitively there, you know. But when you're drunk, you're just like, you know, all over the place. But now, with people that don't know head trauma, that don't know cognitive skills, they have to get to know me. And you asked us that, how many people, I say, normal people, I say, everywhere I go, that's a thought that's gone through their head. Every single where I go.
We got Freddie the Framer on the line right now. Freddie, you're live with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma.
Woo-hoo!
Freddie!
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Freddie. What would you like to say to Matt?
Well, for one thing, how's it going? And two, I need to find a good neurologist, say, locally in Orange County.
Dr. Otero, he was in my video. He's been my neurologist for 30 years. He's over there right when you make a right on that one road off of PCH in the hospital. He's in that white building. Dr. Otero.
How do you spell it, Matt? Is it Otero or Otero?
Otero. I think it's O-C... Oh, wait. Double R-double O-L. Wait, hold on. Let me Google.
Dr.
Otero, neurologist.
While Matt is doing that, Freddie, you have an instant request or a musical theme of the day, Sugar?
I have a Nexus.
Okay.
That would be Eric Clapton. Cocaine as the booger sugar.
Yeah, there you go. The booger sugar.
Yeah.
All right. Cocaine. All right. Did you find the number,
okay,
Matt?
Yeah, it's O. It's capital O, the hyphen, and then CARROLL.
O'Carroll.
Yeah. And Dr. O'Carroll, MD.
Okay. No, I've seen a lot of, I've seen a lot of neurologists. Nobody can just pin this down. I ended up getting Bell's palsy from the good old Pfizer vaccine, which I never wish I got. and then I have trigeminal neuralgia.
Was that the COVID vaccine?
Yeah, along with the I have occipital neuralgia from working hard for many years. But I need to figure this out because I've tried everything.
Yeah,
and
because he's been my neurologist for 30 years. I met him up in Irvine, and then he gave me Dr. Wright, who ended up becoming my golf teacher.
Yeah, Freddie, go ahead and give him a call, and then get back to us and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, but yeah, I have the address if you want. It's 3900 West Coast Highway, number 330.
All right. Thanks, Freddie. We got to take a break. Matt, we'll be back with your instant request right after this.
All right, cool.
Hey, yo, Don Vito. Yeah. I got something new to bring to the table. Okay, tell me about it. It's a cookie.
A cookie?
A cookie that's a glass.
Okay, tell me more.
You know the glasses? Forget about it.
Forget about
any
it.
Any sort of glass you got, forget about it.
Okay, we'll
the cookie
about
is a glass. What do you say to that, Don Vito?
It sounds like a fantastic idea.
Dirty Cookie at dirtycookie.com. 949-238-8092. Poor Man 15.
Hey, it's Poor Man. It's truck season at Selman Chevrolet in Orange. Right now, you get the biggest savings and best deals on their entire inventory of Silverado trucks. You can save thousands with Selman's discounts, factory rebates, and ultra-low financing. Selman is Orange County's number one volume Silverado dealer, and they have the big selection to choose from. Selman Chevrolet, they're just off the 55 freeway in Orange on the corner of Tustin and Chapman. Find new roads at SelmanChevy.com. Restrictions apply. Offer expires 10/31/23.
Hey, if you're looking for a killer spot, Original Pizza's got you. They've been around since 1963, now at a new location at 3100 Irvine Avenue on the Newport Beach Golf Course. There's like 38 TVs, so there's always sports going off, especially football. The food is epic. Pizzas, sandos, salads, wings. The Original Pizza bar staff is the best in town. You got Jana, Ryan, Cash. They'll always take care of you. The phone number is 949-574-4995 or opnewport.com.
Do you have a used car to sell but don't want to hassle with going to a car dealership or deal with a private party sale? CarStuff can help. Selling your car is safe and easy with CarStuff. They buy all makes and models in any condition and will pay top dollar for your used car. Plus, they will go to you. One of their professional appraisers will go to your home or office, and they can take care of the entire process, including the DMV paperwork. They've been buying used cars since 1993. CarStuff.com.
All right, Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Matt, we got another caller for you who would really like to talk to you. It is Rammstein Richard. Rammstein,
right.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're on with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, and the exciting conclusion of the Neuron Report. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that Matt should have his movie played at the Babel Museum. They should do that sometime.
Yeah.
It was very entertaining. You and the Poor Man with the Stars.
I know, that was what was good. It was good because it didn't win, though, but that's, you know, because I don't know, but it was great. But I got more coming, and I just learned from it, so it'll be good. So next year's will be even better. But thank you for coming on the Wednesday night and watching it.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I was expecting something more somber, but it was very entertaining and lighthearted. And
a lot of the other ones were pretty somber, except the girl that was skiing. Hers was excellent, too. You know, she came back from another coma and stuff, but yeah.
I think Rammstein's idea of maybe doing a premiere of one of your documentaries at the Balboa Island Museum, I think that is a really good idea. Actually.
Yeah, that is good. That is a good idea. Thanks, Rammstein. And then because, to the people who didn't see it or the ones because my cinematographer and I are going to make another one. We're going to combine Straight Out of a Coma and then the golf tournament and have Channel 7. It's going to be great. I don't want to mention it now. I want everyone to be surprised when it comes out. But
yeah, the cameraman did a good job.
What'd you say,
I said your cameraman did a good job. The editing was really good. I liked it. You know?
Yeah, it's really good.
You're in the middle of the ocean and suddenly it's poor man on the dock.
Yeah, despite the guy doing the interviews.
Yeah, it's great, though. It's great. But there's so many different ways we can approach it next time. So it's going to be good.
Hey, Rammstein, what do you want to hear for instant request? You got one?
Well, I requested that last song of the day thing, but I don't know the exact name of it. It's a spoof song from the movie Hard Candy with Kids in the Hall.
Okay.
It's Happy Something.
Happy Something, Hard Candy, Kids in the Hall?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. What's it called? Something what?
I don't know. You talked about being happy all the time. I'm not too sure what the name of it is.
All right. I'll see if I can find it. Thank you, my man.
All right. You're welcome. Okay.
Thank you, Rammstein.
Rammstein, he's a big fan of yours, Matt.
Yeah, it's good.
Remember when Rammstein came to your 4th of July party? We were cleaning up, and he had taken like 8 buses to get there.
Yeah. I know. It was great, man. And like everyone else disappeared, and we were the only ones that saw the fireworks at night. Remember?
You and me.
Yeah, we were sitting on the patio upstairs.
That was a great experience. I want to do that with you every year. I loved it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, because the fireworks are great. They're at the dunes, and they're right in front of my house.
Yep. What's your instant request? I'll play it for you.
Okay, Iggy Pop. Candy. Woo! It came out in 1990 when I graduated.
And that candy, of course, is made of sugar. And thank you, Matt Thomas.
The Neuron Report. Neurotransmitters out all day long. We're using them. You just don't know it. Woo-hoo!
And your website?
Positive-matters.org. And if you want to get a hold of me, 949-375-1178.
Here's your instant request on Poor Man's Morning Rush.
Thank you, bro. I got to turn it up now.